I grew up until I was about 40 years old as an atheist, I guess you could call it. And by the grace of God, you know, got snatched out of the clutches and saved by God. And I have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ now. And though that basic, you know, the basic core Christianity helps me kind of set my mind on who I am. I think it's really important, especially in the culture today, to know who you are and know what you stand for and what you don't stand for, you know, what you stand against. And so it's just a north compass for me to help me make good decisions about where I'm going in my life, where my priorities are, and what kind of business I want to run and what kind of woman I want to be.
Welcome to the Legacy Roadmap Podcast, your ultimate guide for creating a lasting legacy as an entrepreneur. Whether you're an ambitious entrepreneur or a seasoned business owner, our podcast offers insightful conversations with successful entrepreneurs and experts who have navigated the path of legacy creation. We explore topics that matter to you: personal responsibility, financial growth, leadership, and succession planning. Our goal? To equip you with practical insights and strategies that help you transition from simply running your business to building a legacy. Join us each week as we delve into purposeful discussions aimed at positively impacting future generations. Your journey towards leaving a lasting legacy starts right here, right now. Let's dive in.
Does your business serve homeowners? If so, you need to know about HOA.com, the number one referral network for professionals who serve homeowners. And we're looking for quality contractors and home service pros that we can recommend and refer to homeowners in your area. Not only will you get promoted on the HOA.com website, you'll get business from other certified pros and premier pros in your market. These people serve homeowners every day, so we help you build referral partnerships that keep referrals coming to your business for years to come. Go to HOA.com/pro now and get started.
Are you an entrepreneur or business owner? If so, you need to know about the Achieve Systems Business Building Membership. We are one of the best referral-based communities that wants to refer you. We help generate you thousands of leads per year. We also provide you an incredible mentorship program that has won many awards. We don't stop there. We have 60 plus opportunities to take your business to the next level, like authoring and publishing books and many, many more. Go to AchieveSystemsPro.com and get started today.
Do you want to make more money in your business? Most business owners focus on building revenue. That's not enough. Building profits is what feeds your family, and almost no business owner understands how to build profit without building revenue. I can show you with near-perfect accuracy the exact business growth strategies that will generate the most revenue for your business in the shortest amount of time, focused on building profit. Learn more at bizlife.coach. Jen DeVore-Richter and Robert talk about marketing, funnels, lead generation machines. Jen has created a YouTube lead generation machine for her business that keeps her funnels full. She's also a budding artist working on becoming a certified Bob Ross instructor. Jen, thank you so much for joining me today. I am just looking forward to this fantastic conversation.
Thanks, Robert.
Absolutely. So our show, we start every episode just talking a little bit about legacy. And what does legacy mean to you?
Wow. I mean, legacy for me starts first with my family and just making sure that I'm, you know, showing up for my husband and my stepkids well, and that I'm passing on what I know and life lessons and things that are important to me and the things that I value to them. So that's priority number one, is just my family legacy. And then priority number two would be the impact that I make on the entrepreneurs and women. I also am a mentor at my church. Just the people that turn to me for advice or inspiration.
Ah, that's so good. So valuable. I think a lot of times people are so caught up in this legacy of like when they die instead of legacy when they leave the room, right? And, the immediacy of legacy with your children is so valuable. And of course, with your husband, I appreciate that
the immediacy of that type of legacy thinking.
Yeah. Yeah. I love that. I love how you put that, the legacy, the impact that you make when you leave the room. That's really cool.
Well, I wish I could take credit for it myself, but it was a guest that shared it. And I was like, all right, I'm stealing it.
That's good.
So you recently received a pretty big award from Dan Kennedy. Tell me a little bit about the background of that and what led to that success.
I think it's important. I mean, I'm a coach, I'm a consultant, and I believe in the power of coaching and consulting and having mentors, right? And one of my mentors, two of my mentors are Dan Kennedy from the Magnetic Marketing Organization, the founder of Magnetic Marketing, and Russell Brunson, the co-founder of ClickFunnels. And I've been a Dan, we call ourselves disciples, a Dan disciple for about 10 years. And studying with Russell and just gobbling up all of the information that he shares about expert positioning and funnels for about 6 years. And recently in May in Dallas, we had the Super Conference 2024, and I was presented with an award. It's called the Brass Balls Award, of course, because it's from Dan. The Brass Balls Award, which was a recognition of marketing excellence in the top 10 marketer of the year consideration. So I was really proud to get that because it just meant so much to me to have both of my mentors on stage at the same time presenting that award. I couldn't have imagined a cooler way to receive an award and recognition from them.
Well, and it's also pretty rare air. It's not like Dan gives away hundreds or thousands or 10 of these.
Yeah.
It's a few, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And what was cool for me was, you know, there Dan and Russell, between the two, Russell recently purchased and acquired Magnetic Marketing from Dan, and they have thousands of members, and there was a few hundred of people in the room, and about 25 of us, I think it was, were considered for the top 10 marketer of the year award. We had to submit campaign information, receipts, screenshots, and all that to the committee. There, I guess there was a panel. I don't even know who all was on the panel, but a committee of people that would decide who would be in the running for top 10 marketer of the year. So I was honored to be on stage as a top 10, and I was the only female. I don't know if anybody noticed it, but I was the only female on stage also. So I think talking about legacy, man, when I got off stage, I had so many of the women that were in the room run up to me and say, thanks for representing. So it was just a really great experience all around.
Nice. What a fantastic impact that you're making. So way to go for that.
Thanks.
All right. I'm going to throw a little side curve here because I've been stalking you a little bit and following. And I know on your, it's not really a side hustle. Maybe it's just a hobby or a way to self-care, but you've been studying Bob Ross and getting certified in as a Bob Ross. What does the certification mean? What does that do?
I know, isn't that fun? Yeah, I guess Bob would be my other mentor, probably in my top four or five mentors, even though Bob passed in 1995, his legacy and his organization still lives on as a multi-million dollar company. Bob Ross Incorporated was worth about $15 million in 1995 when Bob passed away. And one of the original concepts that drew me to him was just an expression of art. I've been a kind of a secret artist my entire life. When I was a teenager, my dad moved us around a lot. My dad was in the military. And so I spent a lot of time on my own as the new girl in school. While I was trying to make friends at the beginning of a fresh school year. And that time in my life was really integral to who I am now, because it helped me start to exercise my creativity and my artistic talents, right? I would sit in, I had a drawing board in my bedroom, and I would practice drawing just what was ever in front of me. And then I started studying art in college for the first 2 years. And my parents made me change majors because they didn't understand how I was going to make money as an artist.
That's a challenge. It is a challenge.
And I went on to get an associate's in art. I have a bachelor's in PR and a master's in business. And now I'm at the point in my life, thanks to Dan and Russell and everything, I have a lot of free time. You know, I have very successful business, but I also have free time to pursue hobbies and interests that bring me a lot of joy. And one of those hobbies is painting. And I started learning how to paint along to Bob Ross during lockdowns in 2020. So it's been a couple of years now. And just painting along to his PBS television specials and learning how to master happy little trees on my own. And then about a year ago, my husband gave up his rock band. He was a drummer in a rock band for fun. And he packed up his drum kit and left a lot of room in the basement for me to put in an artist studio. So I kind of took over the space and put in a painting studio. And I've gotten really serious about it now so that I have the dedicated space. And I was doing some research on the Bob Ross website, and I saw that they offer a certification for instructors. And I didn't even know this existed. I thought it was just Bob, like on TV. I had no idea it's this huge organization, this big multi-million dollar company with all these opportunities. And so probably about 6 months ago, six or 7 months ago, I went to Muncie, Indiana for the first week of training to become a certified Ross instructor. They call it a CRI. And I have two more weeks of training. I've got another week in August down in Florida and another week in September back to back in Florida. And at the end of those 2 weeks of training, I'll be an official certified Ross instructor, which means I can use the Bob Ross brand, I can use the trademark to market classes, maybe build a YouTube channel, teach people how to experience the joy of painting. So that's what I'm doing. And I literally have no idea where I'm going with it, to be honest with you, Robert. I'm just doing it because it's fun. I'm having a great time. And I'm learning a lot about Bob Ross. Like, if you really think about it, for us information first marketers, like the Dan Kennedy crowd, Bob Ross was one of the original information first marketers. He was painting on television as a way to entertain and educate people. And then on the back of those TV specials, he was selling millions of dollars in product, oil paints, brushes, palettes, easels, canvases, all these things with his likeness on it. So while I'm having fun, I'm also learning a lot about information first from one of America's most loved brands.
Well, and I guess one of the other pieces of Bob is the positivity, right? Yeah. I mean, there's the marketing piece, there's the talent and the painting, but his positivity is infectious. And obviously it's what made him popular on PBS, and it's what carries his legacy today. How much of the certification and training has to do with attitude?
A lot. I mean, they really, when you go through the first week, anybody can sign up for the fundamentals class for the first week. They let you in. And then at the end of that week, the teacher trainer picks the people that are allowed to move on to to level 2 and 3. And some of it is based on skill, but a lot of it is also based on, do you embrace the values of the brand? And they remain very true to who Bob was as an individual and as a person.
Values. Love talking about values and why they're so important and helping companies see the power of making value-based decisions. So that's awesome to hear how that Bob's values play a role in his certification for coaches. So share a little bit about your values and how they've impacted the growth of your business.
I mean, my first value is my family first. And I think that's why I resonated and connected with Dan Kennedy's style of coaching and business and growing a business, because it's all, and Russell too, it's all about creating freedom in your life. And I've made a lot of mistakes as an entrepreneur. I've been one. I've owned businesses for over 20 years now. My claim to fame is that I used to work for NASA as a marketing manager, a manager of advertising and consumer research in the late 90s and early 2000s. And I left corporate work because the pay wasn't great. It was a really exciting job. It was, don't get me wrong, very exciting to rub elbows with astronauts and work with them. But the amount of time, the time commitment in that kind of work was just astronomical. I had no free time. And I remember the moment that changed everything for me, not just in my career, but in my life, was I had been at work for about a 12-hour day, and I was walking out the front door of the office building, and the president of our division said to me, "Hey, Jen, where are you going? You working a half day today?" And I was actually on my way to night school. And I was like, you know what? This is, how is he not seeing me as a valued member of the team that is really here just sacrificing, you know, working 12-hour days and sacrificing my personal life for this organization, you know, who I was very proud to be affiliated with. You know, I still believe in the pursuit of space exploration and I'm proud to be an American, but it was very, everything kind of changed for me in that moment. And I decided that, you know, there's more to life than work, and there's more to life than making money and growing a business. What is important to me, what I value, is being a well-rounded individual, right? With my family intact, with a healthy marriage, with kids that are prospering, with the ability to contribute in the women's ministry at my church, you know, work out, eat healthy, all these things. I'm not in the hustle grind mentality. That doesn't work for me. I tried it and I failed miserably. That's not how I want to live my life. So what I really value is, you know, being in a happy marriage, showing up for my family and friends and community, and running a business that brings me joy and doesn't require, you know, sucking the life out of me.
We'll be right back after this short break. Do you need an increase in revenue? We help business owners find $100K in 90 days and create a roadmap for implementation. There's no pressure, just a chance to get some assistance and clarity. Scheduling is easy. Simply visit ownitcall.com and select a time that works for you. It's time for you to focus on doubling the 20% that creates 80% of your revenue. Welcome back. Let's get back to more greatness. You've mentioned your faith a couple times, so I want to explore the impact of being a faith-driven woman, obviously mentoring other women in their faith journey. How has that impacted your relationships and your business?
I mean, it is who I am. That's why I can't not talk about my faith. Like, I'm a Christian. I wasn't always a Christian. I grew up until I was about 40 years old as an atheist, I guess you could call it. And, by the grace of God, you know, got snatched out of the clutches and saved by God. And I have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ now. And though that basic, you know, the basic core Christianity helps me kind of set my mind on who I am. I think it's really important, especially in the culture today, to know who you are and know what you stand for and what you don't stand for, you know, what you stand against. And so it's just a north compass for me to help me make good decisions about where I'm going in my life, where my priorities are, and what kind of business I want to run and what kind of woman I want to be.
So valuable, so powerful. Yeah. So let's talk a little bit about who your ideal client is. Who are the people you love to serve and help?
I have two business models that I run currently. They both serve entrepreneurs. So I don't work with corporate clients anymore, just because the machines are too big and the red tape is too much and the bureaucracy is too much for me. So I really do believe that entrepreneurs are going to make the difference in our country. And I do believe in the free enterprise system, and I do believe in freedom, and I do believe that entrepreneurs are, you know, the free enterprise system is what fuels our freedom here. And so I work with entrepreneurs solely just because I believe in what they do. I believe in the free enterprise system and I want to see them succeed. So I work as one business I have is I work as a outsourced CMO and outsourced chief marketing officer to service-based professionals who are entrepreneurs running companies anywhere from $1.5 up to $15 million in revenue. And they do have teams. So they might have 2, 3, up to 30 people as employees. And a number of those employees are working in marketing for them. And they need someone to come in from the outside, give a fresh perspective and help manage their strategy, their systems, their teams, help them decide what they need, what they don't need, you know, tactically, and then make sure that we're measuring the right results for their marketing goals. Ooh. And then I also have YouTube's number one channel on magazine publishing, which is another whole story we could talk about. And so I'm a professional YouTuber, basically, over there on, in YouTube land, creating videos about media, you know, self-publishing media in particular, magazine publishing, digital and print magazine publishing. And so I also work with entrepreneurs who want to publish their own magazine to grow their business. That was another Dan Kennedy-inspired idea.
Nice. So yeah, it's really a third thing, because the magazine thing is separate from the YouTube thing is separate from
it's all related though. So YouTube right. for me is just a marketing tool. That's it. It's a search engine, right? And Google owns YouTube, and YouTube is the second largest search engine on the planet. And so I create YouTube videos that rank number one in search for magazine self-publishing, and all of that traffic fuels my sales funnels, which lead to conversations and product sales about magazines. That's what my award was from Dan and Russell, was about the YouTube channel to the funnels. That's a unique way. And I only have less than 4,000 subscribers on my YouTube channel, but the strategy, the secret sauce that makes it all work, is that number one search ranking. So like if you opened up your phone right now and you went to Google and you typed in Google magazine self-publishing search, you'll see all my videos pop up. I'm like the only game in town. So it's not another business in that you don't make a lot of money off of YouTube as a revenue generator. Like the AdSense program doesn't pay hardly anything. But the money that I generate is from using it as a marketing tool to fuel my funnels.
Well, and that's a huge, I mean, obviously that's a huge win for yourself, but also a huge tool to use and help other entrepreneurs, because as a business coach, helping entrepreneurs, that lead machine is typically one of the biggest challenges across the board from, you know, almost any type of business. If the one problem you could solve for them is to help them create a lead machine, that would be it. And so creating a YouTube channel that's informational and educational is really powerful, because you build trust and engagement, and then people like your style or your content, whatever piece it is that they like, that creates that little bit of trust. So when they get into your funnel, they're not cold. They're leads that have experienced you. They're leads that have said, "Ooh, wait, I want that. Wait, I need a little more Jen in my life."
Yeah.
How do I get some more Jen?
Exactly. That's exactly what happens. I mean, I think that's why information first marketing is so powerful, is because of that. It really shortens the know, like, trust factor and just makes it a whole lot faster. And I stumbled upon YouTube also in 2020. Everything changed for me in 2020, let me tell you. But I started making YouTube videos during lockdowns. Because before lockdown started, I was primarily marketing myself on stages. I was speaking at other people's conferences, and I was hosting my own workshops, like, you know, focus group kind of workshops every month. And I was doing two events a month was my goal, traveling around the country, even speaking internationally. I was, you know, having a lot of fun. It was pretty cool and glamorous. And then lockdowns happened and everything changed. My major awareness campaign came to a screeching halt. And I tried doing virtual meetings, virtual keynotes on Zoom for a while, but I quickly just really burnt out. I couldn't stand staring at the camera for, you know, hours every week. And one of my clients, at the time I was helping him write speeches, he's a famous plumber on YouTube. And he said to me, you know, "Jen, why don't," I met him speaking on stages at conferences. And he says, you know, he goes, "Why don't you just double down on YouTube?" At the time he had like 40,000 YouTube subscribers. I had zero. And now he's got well over 500,000. He was just on the Today Show like a week ago. But like now he's like super big time, uber famous. But he really inspired me to think differently about YouTube. And what I had been doing wrong with YouTube was making a portfolio of my speaking clips. Like, here I am on stage. Look at me. Don't you want to hire me for your next event? But those videos didn't answer the question, who cares? It was like, who cares? Like, if you're on stage, or who cares if you've got a portfolio or a demo reel of you speaking. I wasn't creating content that really provided great value for entrepreneurs. It was just purely promotional. And so he changed my mind about the power of YouTube and what it could potentially do. And so, of course, I got a coach. I got a Sean Cannell is my YouTube coach. And he helped me understand, you know, how to get my videos to rank, which was what I was more important, which was more important to me. You know, my client, Roger, the famous plumber, he's like a direct to consumer. Like he's marketing to consumers and just trying to get famous on YouTube. I didn't care about being famous on YouTube. I just wanted to be known by my ideal perfect prospects. Super honed in, not, you know, for the entire country to care about Jen and who I am. It wasn't a popularity contest to me. It was more of a, how could I drive traffic to funnels? And so that's what I learned from Sean and started making weekly YouTube videos. And so now it's been over 4 years of, you know, creating weekly content that really provides value. And now I don't have to travel around and do speaking engagements if I don't want to anymore, which is another perk and created more freedom in my life.
Absolutely. Well, and so let's talk about that, the idea of the difference between 500,000 followers and 4,000 mm-hmm. targeted followers, like 4,000 followers that all would be willing to raise their hand and purchase your product.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, so like we were talking about the know, like, trust factor. So what happens is, you know, I will get people that are subscribed to my channel and some don't. I think I'm probably close to 200,000 views a year now. So a lot of people don't subscribe and that's okay. As long as they're watching the videos, that's what I care about the most. So, you know, probably 200,000 viewers, 4,000 subscribers. And what ends up happening is if you're creating the right content that really helps them, Sean calls it ASQ, answer specific questions, you know, ASQ, and you're creating the content that they're actually looking for online, you're seen as a welcome guest, as Dan would say, not an unwelcome pest. They're actively searching out the content that you're creating. No one wants to watch your ad. No one wants to listen to your TV commercial. No one wants to hear you go on and on about how, you know, many years you've been in business or that your family owned and operated or whatever. Nobody cares about that. What they care about is the answer to the problem that they have. And so that's my strategy is creating YouTube videos that answer specific questions that entrepreneurs have about marketing and self-publishing and showing up for them consistently and creating content that they actually want. And so I've got videos that have 15,000 views on them, but I don't necessarily care about that. I just, even if I had 200 people watch a video, that's about as many people as I would impact with a keynote presentation. And I don't have to travel across the country to do it.
Right.
I record videos from the basement. I'm sitting in my basement. This is where I record YouTube videos.
Odds are that those 200 people in a room of a keynote, only 10 of them are the ones that you're trying to reach. Versus yeah. your YouTube channel with the 4,000 subscribers that have all subscribed and said, mm-hmm. I want more of this, is a much more targeted audience.
Yeah. And then they binge watch your videos and then they buy your product. And then if you have funnels set up, this is my secret sauce. This is why I get, you know, asked to share these ideas from stages at conferences and win awards for it is because the secret sauce is get the videos to rank and search, but then also have sales funnels on the back that are perfectly targeted for your prospect, for the people that you want to do business with. And so I sell information products, I sell templates, and those are great because I, you know, get paid in the middle of the night for those sales. But then for clients who want to work with me, I send them to an application funnel. They watch a pre-recorded webinar, takes them to an application page, and then I have a conversation with them over Zoom and see if we're a fit or not. And so it automatically, while I'm sleeping, is operating as a silent salesperson, putting people on my calendar that are highly qualified because they've already binge watched my videos. They've gone through the application funnel. They've watched the pre-recorded webinar. By the time they get to me, they're pretty much telling me how much it costs. I mean, that's it, you know, and it's either they can afford it or they can't really is what it comes down to, but I don't have to sell myself. I don't have to make a pitch. I'm just having a conversation and trying to understand if I'm a right fit for them and if they're a right fit for me, which takes really all the pressure off of selling and just makes my marketing a whole lot more fun too.
Well, and with the YouTube piece on the front, giving the informational lessons to people, you don't have to have a big Facebook ad spend like a typical ClickFunnel model has to have an ad spend and then recovering that ad spend with some product or service on the front end. Yours is all built into a funnel that doesn't have any upfront costs to get people to sign up and jump into your funnel. That's a fantastic model. And really it's the true basis, right? You're adding value first, you're giving value, putting more value out there and not having to badger people with Facebook ads and get them to buy your, you know, hey, get my free book and then sign up for my webinar and then get my $1,000 course so I can pay for all my ads.
Yeah, no, I mean, and I just could never figure out how to get Facebook ads to work. And I hired a person who like wrote a book about Facebook marketing and they're just hard. Like Facebook ads are real. If you can figure it out, great. Like I know some people, some business owners and entrepreneurs who use Facebook ads and they can get them to work and great. If that's you, fantastic. It has never been my situation. I've probably dumped $10,000 in trying to get Facebook ads to work with the best Facebook ads people I could hire. And they're just tricky. The algorithm is constantly changing. Zuckerberg wants his cash. And it's just, it's a competition, right? But I'm on YouTube. The algorithm is much simpler, in my opinion, my experience. It's a much simpler algorithm to understand. YouTube wants your video content. If I can take the same video that I create for YouTube and put it on my Facebook page, it will get no views. Zero. Because Zuckerberg wants to get paid. I put him on YouTube, hundreds or thousands of views. Because YouTube is different. It's not a social media platform where the way that they're making
content
money,
sharing.
It's a search engine. It's Google. It's video content for Google. They want great content. Now you got to create great content. It can't be a bunch of crap and it can't be, you know, purely self-promotional. It has to be good. You have to put some thought into it and some work and some production value. But the payoff in my experience has been great because so the other thing that it does is it has a higher barrier of entry. A lot of people are intimidated about making video. They just either don't want to be on camera. They don't know what videos to make. They don't have the right tech setup. They've got all these like limiting beliefs. These are easy problems to overcome, but right. They have all this stuff going on in their mind about it. So then they don't do it, which is great for people like us. We're action takers, right? It's like, it's fantastic if you're an action taker and you are willing to figure things out and willing to get through the tech challenges and, you know, maybe even work with a coach or go into somebody's program or course or something on how to make great YouTube videos that get found in search. But if you can do that and you can show up consistently, you just don't quit, you'll win. You know, I had a client, her name is Sherry, and she's a women's midlife coach. And we've been working on her YouTube channel. And just last week, she got her very first video that went viral, you know, for her. It's probably over, I think, 15,000 views now. And then right. The video that we published for her today is going viral for her also. And, you know, it's changing her life. But a lot of women in midlife don't want to do that. They're afraid of what they're going to look like on camera. They're all, you know, worried about how they look and they don't look like they're 25, like some of these social media influencers with perfect skin and, you know, perfect bodies and all that. So there's all these like limiting beliefs that prevent people from creating video. But if you can get past that, get out of your mind and really start, you know, put yourself out there, start providing value for people. It can be business changing and it can be life changing because not that many people are doing it right now.
Ah, so powerful. All right, Jen, at the end of every show, we have the guests share their words of wisdom for those entrepreneurs listening. And I mean, the stuff you just shared was pretty good because like just take action and do it and you'll win. But what would be your words of wisdom?
I would say take whatever problem. It would be whatever lemons you've been handed right now in your life. Look at that as your opportunity to create lemonade, not to use a cliche, but really like when my speaking business got shut down for lockdowns and I decided to go to YouTube, that changed everything in my life. So no matter where you're at, no matter what, I know everybody's got problems. Everybody's got struggles. Welcome to entrepreneurship. Hello. If you haven't figured it out by now, that's life. Yeah. You know, but it's like, I always think about, this is happening for me. It's not happening to me. It's happening for me. And if I can just push through and figure out the details, I'll be fine. And my life will probably end up being better in the long run. So just keep going.
Oh, Jen, thank you so much for sharing. This has been a brilliant conversation. I appreciate all the wisdom and nuggets of information you've shared.
Thanks, Robert.
Thank you for tuning into this episode, brought to you by the power of intentional decisions that lead to massive action. These aren't just buzzwords. They're qualities that can help you take control of your life and build a successful 6 or 7 figure business. To support you on this journey, we're offering one of our most popular books, Fish Out, Leads In, 52 Fresh Ideas for Lead Generation. You can download it free at enjoybizlife.com. And if you enjoyed this episode, please show us some love by liking, subscribing, and leaving a review. But most importantly, share it with someone who needs to hear it.